the Victorian Country Hour with Warwick Long on ABC Radio Victoria.
With rain holding up harvest across the eastern seaboard, grain growers, contractors and workers over a large area of Australia are about to be very busy bringing in a huge crop. And as harvest rolls on, it's getting more and more difficult for growers to find the parts they need to keep the combines rolling. A shortage of machinery parts due to COVID, shipping and manufacturing delays, and even a lack of international travel has put the squeeze on the amount of parts for farm machinery in Australia. It's meant that farmers and dealers are having to be very creative to get the parts they need. Daniel Keem is a farmer at Wallop in Victoria.
Yeah, we were walking around the header a couple of weeks ago and I was asking the technician a few questions and I said, oh, why is this like that and that? And he goes, oh, I'm not really sure. So we had a bit of a look and we'd actually broken a couple of things and we had to strip the parts off a brand new header in the local dealership's yard that they can't sell because they don't have a header front for. Well, I suppose they could sell it if someone had a header front, but yeah, so it's become a mobile parts bin, I suppose. They're just going in and taking parts off it.
He's been worried about getting what he needed for some time and started preparations for this season's harvest very early.
When we finished putting the crop in the ground, the air seeder was put into the shed and we walked around it to work out what we needed because we were advised to order our parts. So that's what's happened with that. So, all our parts hopefully are ordered and on their way for the air seeder, but the header was pretty well out of the paddock and I think it's pre-season check over to see what was needed was done pretty well before January, the end of January, and we'd had our parts ordered pretty well then so that we could have make sure our header was fully serviced for the upcoming season.
Despite that, Mr. Keem still found difficulties when he identified some problems in his machinery before this season's harvest. So why the lack of parts? Ben White is the research manager for the Kendinnan Group, which reviews and tests farm machinery.
I suppose at the moment what we're seeing is a more broad issue with supply, not only from the farmer's perspective, trying to get gear off dealers and through dealerships and around the country, but they're also finding trouble getting supply themselves. So the OEMs are actually struggling for supply, and we've heard of instances where pretty large machinery manufacturers have had to actually stop the show, so to speak, so that the supplies that they need to produce equipment could be stepped up. So that gives you some indication that there is pressure on parts at the moment.
What do you put down as the reason for the crunch on parts?
Oh, look, it's a bit of a snowball, really. I mean, it everything from computer chips through to metal supply and it all comes back to COVID if you want to stamp it with one particular thing. But I think the issue has also been exacerbated by transport issues and even getting shipping containers around the world is tricky at the moment. And I know a couple of manufacturers who will remain nameless, but they've got stacks of parts on the wharf in Singapore they can't get out. So that says to me that if there's one, there's going to be more, and I think that that's probably going to be potentially problematic. But I know farmers pretty well, Warwick, and I know that they'll come up with some solutions if they have to.
The lack of parts and machinery has kept big dealers on their toes. Pete McCann is from Case IH in Australia. He says he's comfortable with the amount of parts they have in Australia, but it still meant his company has had a lot of work to do this season.
It's probably just trying to manage the timeline. I guess, we're always producing product. It's about in trying to ensure to the best of our ability to get it here on time. Not having passenger planes going backwards and forwards to North America, to Europe, impacted from a transport point of view. And then there's that third party shortage of whether it's a silicon chip, whether it's a tire, whether it's hydraulic hose. It's not that you can sit there and point there and say there's one thing that stopped us from getting that tractor to Australia at any point. There is a multiple challenges that we've got. Like we are literally taking orders for 2023. But the earlier we can get that, the harder we can push to say, Joe Bloggs, he needs this machine and it needs to be here by said date.
And just how big has the backlog been for getting things like combines, but also more specifically, when you're thinking harvest, parts to keep things going at the moment? How tight has it got?
Oh, I think from a walk in unprepared, exceptionally hard. But again, putting in those overlays, like even to the point where we hold machines that if we can't get a part, we will actually rob a brand new machine that we keep in stock to make sure, you know, we can keep the guys going. You know, and we monitor the majority of our machines from a kind of an uptime solution. We have other kind of part supplies around the country at harvest and planting time, so it doesn't all sit in Sydney. Because again, trying to remove that logistics barrier, and I do feel for the poor logistics people. They do get beaten up unbelievably in the last 2 years. From a company standpoint, I'm very comfortable where we sit for harvest. From a parts point of view, and at the end of the day, our job is to make it happen. You know, we have to get those guys going. You know, and even I've run parts out this year, being able to go down to Sydney, grab them because I'm quicker than a courier.
What's going to speed things up, as I touch wood and say, as we come out of the pandemic? Is it more people literally flying in and out of the country? Is it the backlog of shipping starting to clear? What needs to happen to make things easier?
Oh, I think you know, just people going on holidays and you know, going to the US and Europe and et cetera, I think will help tenfold. And I do always, you know, chat to a few farmers in regards to that point when you're sitting on the plane in LA and you can feel it rocking backwards and forwards. That's probably me putting parts on that plane to come to Australia. You know, again, some of the port issues we had, you know, from WA and obviously just the level of COVID in Melbourne, because predominantly, you know, nearly everyone's stock comes through Melbourne to a certain point. I think once that starts to kind of neutralize a little bit, I think you'll see probably a better flow. It's just the demand's unprecedented.
And there's another factor at play here. A wet and mild spring has led to a stop-start harvest across large parts of Australia, meaning various regions will be all harvesting at similar times. That means farmers could be travelling long kilometres in a rush to get parts to fix breakdowns to help bring in their bumper crop. Ben White from the Condindin Group.
Yeah, from a timing perspective, a bit of wet weather sort of throws you know, what might have been the regular sort of north to south transition of harvest happen at a more orderly sort of pace, might sort of happen more so all at once, which again is going to put challenges forward and I guess put a bit of pressure on those that are trying to supply parts to farmers. But it's always the unknowns, you know, the wiring loom that you didn't expect the mice have chewed out, or the, you know, the part that fails just before harvest is about to kick off that you thought you'd already fixed last season. So, you know, there's a few things like that that'll always pop up and will put a bit of pressure on, there's no doubt. Farmers, to their credit, haven't done the toilet paper thing. Warwick had gone out and bought a stack of toilet paper. They've actually, you know, I think in most cases they've got the parts that they'd normally need, and that'll probably, you know, that'll probably continue to be the case. They'll buy as needed. And I think what tends to happen is there's a workaround, and everyone ends up, you know, looking for the workaround. It might be that you nick some parts off older machines, or you adapt other parts, or you, in some cases, have to make your own. And I think sometimes that, you know, that comes right down to that last straw where you actually have to get into the workshop and get the welder out, or get the wiring loom and soldering iron out and make stuff yourself.
So with the concern for lack of parts and possible delays due to breakdowns as harvest rolls on or ramps up across various regions of Australia, growers like Daniel Keem in Victoria might be looking at their harvester a little bit differently this year.
Header fronts, I think, are probably the biggest issue this year, because I'm hearing stories that the guys have ordered new machines 12 months ago and still haven't got header fronts. And it happens through the year where we have accidents and sometimes fronts get written off. Well, I'm not too sure if there's too many out there to replace them.
Are you giving the header a little sort of tap as you walk in and whispering sweet nothings about not breaking every time you get in and out of it at the moment?
That's a bit of a thing of mine anyway, Warwick. I do it every year. and pat her on the head when she finishes, and you say, thank you very much.
Love those superstitions. That's Daniel Keem, who's a grain grower at Wallop in Victoria, talking about, well, some of the concerns around and the wait times to get machinery and parts facing grain growers this year. And as you're heading into harvest, I really would imagine you'd be looking at the machine, hoping, well, nothing major breaks, because it sounds difficult to get the replacement parts. This one says, ordered a new tractor and expected delivery date is the 16th of May, 2022. That's a long wait, isn't it?